Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network. Hey, you beautiful piss freaks. I recently adopted two very cute kittens. Their names are Kimchi and Tiramisu. My Saturday nights are mostly spent on the couch watching Netflix with my wife, Kimchi asleep on my belly, while Tiramisu chews and then needs the blanket that is on us. We have lovingly started to refer to this as her doing her mummy milkers. This to me is bliss, and I'm letting you know that this June 5th, I'm giving up my slice of happiness to perform like the monkey I am. So if you're in Melbourne this June and want to contribute to the reason I'm not at home, head to the show notes and grab your tickets now. Tickets are almost sold out, so get in quick as enough of you dogs are already coming that I can't cancel. Once again, tickets are in the show notes, so get in quick.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you, yes you, improve the lightsaber?
The lightsaber. Mm-hmm. Johnny Lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's a primitive weapon from the Stone Age.
It is.
It's a cowboy weapon from Flintstone style.
From Star Wars BC.
Yeah. So we've got to figure out something new. They've been using the same weapon for generations. Let's come on.
Bombing knocker. Sorry, I was trying not to pay attention. Your bombing knocker.
You're trying not to pay attention.
Not to pay attention. I want to hear what you have to say.
I got bombing knocker screaming in my brain and I want to get it out. Bombing knocker.
So one benefit.
And a shield.
Okay.
So let's
calm down.
So the lights. Look, I'm hearing a lot of good pitches, great ideas. Yep, but let's we'll just get into. We'll just look at the lightsaber when you're having an R&D meeting about improving something. You don't just kick open the door and scream, "Bombing knocker!"
Mickey Mouse has a gun now.
Pluto cock.
What? Sir, please. We've not even begun.
Popeye third arm.
Oh, sorry. Did I say bombing knocker? I meant a morning star.
Yeah, no, anyway. We know what you meant.
Because a bombing knocker would be insane.
Yeah. Is a bombing knocker a mace?
Yeah, no. Also a bombing knocker is on a chain.
I want the one on the chain.
Okay, maybe it is a morning star. I don't know the difference. Okay. Also, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, yes. Dusha, tell us about the lightsaber.
Yeah. Sorry,
as I was
trying to find one that has.
Made of kyber crystals. I know that much. Somehow.
Yeah, so got to find a big spider or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Star Wars changes its mind on that one. And that's fine. That's up for Star Wars to sort that out.
It's not probably that Star Wars problem.
A lightsaber is a beam of light that goes through a kyber crystal in a metal hilt.
Yeah.
And the hilt. So it's a saber, thus the saber.
It's a sword.
The kyber crystal controls the color and I think intensity of it.
The length and the girth.
Length and girth, I believe, are controlled by the kyber crystal. But also, like, I feel like there's, like, mirrors and shit in there.
I don't know.
Look, I pulled up a blueprint. Nothing was labeled. I was like, this doesn't help me.
So a bombing knocker's on a chain.
Now you want to...
So a morning star.
Okay, so on a chain.
Like a flail or like a mace or...
Whatever
that one is, like a big stick, so you want a chain, a ball on the end, spikes.
Awesome to imagine that ball hitting, let's say, a Gungan in the head, making like a... like a cauterized... I guess just wound.
A trench where their head used to be.
Depression in the skull.
So before we get too excited about a Gungan having his head torn clean off.
Have you guys ever fucked in a Photoshop? Because if you get a picture of a Gungan and then you get like the arrays, like a circle arrays mark, and you set intensity to 100 or whatever, and you just do a single click on his head, that's what's going to happen to his head, maybe with some spikes thrown in.
I know that this is very exciting.
Yes.
But typically, when you improve something, you look at the flaws of the original.
Yeah, it's very rare to be like, okay, Mickey Mouse is a dog man now. No, we're fixing Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is a guy named James.
No. James Mouse. Think about it.
He's got a gun.
You've come into this Disney pitch meeting at an 11. We need you to dial it back to a 5 and start pitching something that makes fucking sense, okay?
So, the lightsaber. Again, we're not going to shy away from the bombing knocker and the not-yet-referenced shield. But we need to figure out what the flaws of the lightsaber are and how your bombing knocker and shield combo fixes any of them.
So, for the shield, at the very least, the lightsaber, you can only chop off an arm. Or a head, theoretically, or stab a guts, okay? If the shield's big enough, you could theoretically just run into someone and completely disintegrate them on the spot.
Again.
So our-
But again, you've gone, you've, okay, you've taken the shield route here.
Yep.
Something that we're putting on the shelf. You've gone straight to the shelf and picked it up, come back to me and started telling me about it. It's on the shelf. Yep. I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Just leave it there for a second.
Okay.
No,
that's fair.
We need to, I'm now holding a lighter. We need to- look at the flaws of this.
Okay.
And before we go back to the shelf where you just wave a thing at me and I say yes.
What about, though? Some steel fans.
What do you mean?
Like what Katana has in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know those big fans that she got? they're good.
It's another thing to put on the shelf.
Okay, steel fans.
The pitch was not- fine, a glaive.
Not new weapons. We need to...
Okay, all right. The problems of a lightsaber is that it is very short range.
Short range. Mm-hmm. You need to be a Jedi to use it.
Dangerous.
Correctly. It's dangerous.
Yep. Yeah, if you hold it from the wrong end.
Stab yourself in the
guts. Cut your fingers off.
Yeah.
It's
in the shape that makes you feel like you can suck on it, but you shouldn't suck on it.
Yeah.
It's very thin, right? Yeah. So when you have to, like, if someone is, like, shooting a blaster at you, you have to move it fast to stop those blaster bullets,
but that seems
to be only for a Jedi.
Which leads
into a shield idea.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the
shelf. I've heard that's on the shelf.
We'll get to the shelf.
Yeah, but you're right. Very difficult to deflect a blaster bullet with it. Mm-hmm. In fact... difficult to deflect most weapons with it other than other lightsabers, really.
So, look, a lightsaber is obviously a weapon for Jedi.
Yeah.
And we get it. You want to keep it as a Jedi weapon. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to make it too easy to use.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to make it the whole point being like, if you use this and you are not on the top of your game, you will die.
Yeah.
Because that seems crazy.
Yeah.
You want it to kind of be like a car.
It's user-friendly. Anyone can get into it.
You get a driver's license.
All right.
And you're good with a car.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't need...
Like a grenade.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'll put that on the shelf.
Okay.
No, not yet. That one I
need to bring into the middle of the table.
What do you mean, like a... How is a car... I said driver's
license.
How is
a car like a grenade?
Well, it's user-friendly. It's very simple.
No, that's fair.
You pull a pin and
you huck. He's right, actually.
There's two options. Anyone can use that. A baby could.
But
he could.
I don't know.
I made the mistake
could.
Of assuming that because I said driver's license, that was a connection. But no, you were just thinking of...
what's easy.
Yeah. But yeah, so we want to bring the lightsaber skill level.
Yeah.
Look, hey, you still need to be trained in the area and whatever. I get it. Jedis, they hate blasters because they're too easy to just point and shoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, gets the job done. But who?
That's fine. It's not for us to
Yoda's say. Come to us and be like, keep it.
Here we are.
keep it hard to use, you must.
We're all three of us sabersmiths.
Yeah.
Being like, why don't you just talk normal?
Okay, Yoda, talk with a regular voice, then we'll listen.
Regular voice of mine, this is. That didn't make sense.
This is regular voice of mine.
Every time I speak to you, it's like doing Sudoku, but for words.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
For words, you say?
Yes. Why you got to repeat everything?
I did. What of it?
Sense! That makes little.
Another problem with the lightsaber is it's not always on. I have to turn it on.
Yeah, and Order 66 happened. So maybe... come to you with a grave problem I have.
Recall on lightsabers there's been.
Dead, my Jedi are.
I still think, first off, we seem to have a little bit of loss of our lightsabers. They seem to have got walkabouts. Don't know where they went.
Shot in the guts, my Jedi were.
All right, so I guess a lightsaber doesn't protect you from a shot to the back of the head.
Yeah, correct.
So where is my weaponized cape?
Okay, no. What do you mean you're... That's not even on the shelf.
Zavis just come to us in full lightsaber suit, cape, bomby knocker, and... Guys, I have many ideas. Just making a sound every time you take a step.
Have we ever considered the lightsaber mech?
A lightsaber man.
I hate this idea.
Okay. We've identified the flaws with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Now it's time to look at that shelf.
Bad defense, mm-hmm. bad offense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little.
Yeah.
Hard to use.
Not always on.
So basically, it's a flaw across the board.
Nothing about it is good.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Does look cool.
It's sleek.
It is very sleek.
Well, I'm coming around to it.
Yeah. Cool noise.
Okay, well, let's explore. Okay, because mine's not as intense as making something new.
I'm gesturing to myself. I'm going to regret this, but both come pick one thing off the shelf.
Okay.
And one at a time.
Okay.
We will go through it.
Okay.
And why this works. I'm going to have to go with Joel Zammert first, Jackson, because he's literally looks like he's about to die.
Okay, so I know we've said a few things. All right, someone has definitely said a lot of things.
Me and Yoda just sitting there
So what about, the biggest problem we have
is
lightsaber is very short range. Look, I was thinking of some lightsaber daggers, but it's shorter range. Mm-hmm. Maybe what do we think about them? Anyway, but just put them on the side. Okay, what I'm thinking of is, so here is a medieval longbow.
Okay.
What if we made that into a lightsaber somehow? So lightsaber arrows.
The whole thing is lightsaber. Hurts to hold.
Really, just cuts your fingies right off. Gone.
Lightsaber arrows is not the stupidest idea.
It's pretty stupid because
it is. This is not the stupidest idea. Yeah.
Kyber crystals and the fact we hate blasters, did he not understand?
Yeah, but you look.
Speaking backwards, I stopped.
Yeah, but you got a heap of kyber crystals now.
What's going to stop? So hang on.
Why?
There's a lot of Jedis.
Yeah, but the clones weren't like, oh, just leave the lightsabers here, presumably.
We collected all the lightsabers, put them in a big furnace, and we just have a big amount of kyber metal. Okay, describe to me what the arrow looks like.
Okay, so
why the Jedi would like to use this but don't like blasters.
Okay, so we have like the kyber crystal. If we could just shave a little bit off.
Okay.
And so that we can just like shave a little bit off so it's like less intense.
Mm-hmm.
But as we fire it, the little mechanism goes when like say the bowstring or whatever it is that hits the base of that arrow, ignites the arrow, making the lightsaber go on for a certain point, enough to go penetrate into somebody, and then it'll only because there's a little bit of like a little sliver of kyber crystals. It will then go turn off so that no one can steal the kyber crystals. Was that a problem? Is that what you were asking? Anyhow, so that's one issue solved. Is it?
Made a worse gun you have.
Plus, you need skill.
Made a more expensive gun. Yes.
So you need a skill. You need a certain level of Jedi Council has not. So there's a certain level of skill to use a bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot more than a blaster. And
clarification, I seek.
Depending on the longbow, you do have a huge range. Maybe more than the blaster. Not as much as, say, a sniper blaster.
Yeah. Or just a blaster or just, rifle.
I think you'd have more than a rifle or a blaster because you can get pretty decent range with a...
So is range the selling point? Face. Because a blaster bullet will go through a guy as well as much as a kyber crystal will go through a guy.
Yeah, but a kyber...
basing this off bullets. Blasters shoot lasers. Do they stop?
That's a great question. Lightsaber can stop a blaster.
Deflects the blaster.
So you're suggesting we shoot the blaster bullets as we come at it?
So, okay. But if what the lightsaber, I got the answer.
Okay.
The lightsaber because it's a lightsaber arrow. Why don't we make a lightsaber gun or lightsaber bullets? Because then they will go through the blaster bullets and therefore shooting.
So we're in a Bugs Bunny type situation where somebody has a gun at us and we can put our gun to that gun.
Yeah,
we're good.
The only thing that stops a bad bullet is a good bullet hitting the bad bullet.
Yeah.
Midair.
Yeah.
Somebody comes at me with a blaster, I'm like, don't worry, guys, I got this. I just got to aim real well, and then I'm shot in the head like so many gungans.
So remember. I think it'll be important. What do you think about, look, I feel like you're on
Should I go back to my shield bombing knocker idea?
Go back to the shelf, have a think.
No, but because, okay, so he improved offense by making the lightsaber less deadly and less
effective.
So that's a bit of a cross. Maybe he made it more defensive. No, it's harder. He's taken a lightsaber, which is already hard to deflect blaster bullets, made it way smaller,
more difficult. Yeah,
and you have to do an action to fire it.
That's
a cross.
That's a cross out of there.
Hard to use.
It's harder.
What about my weaponized cape?
It's sleek. No, he's made it less sleek.
Okay. What about if I pitch to you the lightsaber's fine? It just needs to be thicker.
Lightsaber theory.
So you can't hold it in one hand anymore. You got to use two. It's about that size, the size of a basketball, but that's
like a kettlebell, but with two.
Yeah,
like,
and then
holy boys.
You instead of just stabbing someone in the chest, it's a little hole. You stab their whole middle out.
Okay, so very slow.
Yeah. But and if you get a good run up,
defense.
Right.
No, because remember, Order 66, we just said, with a lightsaber, it's doing nothing about getting shot in the back. Now you're even slower.
Imagine this. I got it here. I got the two handles on either side.
I know
side.
What you're going to do.
Somebody's behind me. Whoa! Over the back, into their head.
Your arms don't bend that well, like, all that way.
They won't bend back. You also stabbed myself in the back of the head.
You're sort of taking your own head off in that
action. Yeah, dude.
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Got his own head off with a lightsaber. What is it? What did he mean? Is that what he meant by got this?
Is that what he meant? Is that how he was getting out of Order 66? By lightsabering his own head into a hot mist? Was that the plan?
Is that it?
Yeah. Or you could use it like a battering ram.
I mean, you're not really using a battering ram, you're using it as a hole punch.
For meat.
For meat.
It's a hole punch for meat.
And steel. Because they do it against doors.
Yeah, maybe it's got to be wielded by multiple people now.
Mm-hmm. So we're making siege weapon. What about a catapult?
Yeah, maybe it's a siege weapon.
Not.
There's a lot of big aliens in Star Wars, right? That if I use my little baby wiener lightsaber to try and chop at, I won't be able to get rid of them. But if I use my big, looking like a huge lipstick for a giant lightsaber, I'll be able to chop that leg right off.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What about this?
I
know this is a real roll of the dice, but you've seen Star Wars.
I'm at least aware of it.
How many situations are Jedi in that put in where they need a siege weapon? Start episode
Rancor?
One.
Rancor would be pretty useful. That big alien boy. You could probably...
AT-AT?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's three moments in six films.
Jakku?
What do you mean? When in Jakku?
Oh, wait, not Jakku. What's the one on the ice?
Hoth.
No.
That is Hoth.
The one on the ice, maybe it's on the sand, on the salt.
What is that planet called?
Yeah, that one.
Lost Jedi. Where do they need it there?
Well, it's just a big fight.
So no, you're just thinking of fights, not when they need a siege weapon.
Yeah.
Because if you bring a siege weapon where there's lots of ground troops, they just wreck the siege weapon.
Well, no, because it's...
Okay, Order 66, which is when Yoda has come to you.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Jedi got shot in the back. Now you've just put lots of Jedi on one siege weapon. Shot them. You can shoot them in the front now too.
All they gotta do is grab it and spin. No one's coming at them. They'll be like Sonic the Head.
No,
they'll be like,
what
no, but like
mean
Crash Bandicoot.
No one's coming at them. That's the whole thing. People coming at them.
Yeah.
May I suggest?
But I guess the bad guys in this situation also have those lightsabers. So then I guess because I was going to be like, any of the lightsaber fights, like you don't need to worry about the Rancor because Vader kills Luke because he's too slow.
Okay, what about this? What about this as an idea, as a weapon? So what about sunglasses?
Okay.
A kind of a
hot
a Scott Summers Cyclops situations where I have a visor and then it's there, and people are like having a chat to me, and then we're like, well, don't worry, we're having a conversation. Okay. I'm here to negotiate because that's what me as a Jedi do. And I'm just going to quickly come up here and just touch the side of my head because I'm thinking. And okay, what do we think?
Okay. So obviously,
always know where I'm aiming.
Yeah, yeah, where you're looking. Yeah, that's fair.
The kyber crystal's just embedded in between your eyes. And look, let's just say, for argument's sake, because lightsabers don't shoot,
yeah,
that it just turns on, so it's just sticking out of your head. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But it's in the shape of a vice.
Yeah.
You've made it.
I don't know definitely why you keep going for projectiles. That's interesting. You can't defend terribly well.
Oh, I've also blinded myself very intensely as soon as it goes on.
Yeah, that is a problem.
We can use the force, I guess.
What, to see?
Yeah. Force sense?
I guess.
Okay. I get one of my, all right, I get one of my lightsaber knives. I blind myself. Because then hopefully I get more in touch with the force that way.
Okay.
I get that no blind sense I need.
No plan start with step one, blind self. I'm here to tell you right now. No plan should start
that
way.
I can use my lightsaber visor.
Uh-huh.
Or my light visor.
Yeah. It's not... And how easy is it to operate?
You just got to wear it, and you got to press a button.
Too easy. No, anyone can use it. Like a grenade and a baby again.
Well, you are blinded.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no defense because...
I'm not getting shot in the head.
You are getting shot in the back of the head.
Yes. You definitely
won't see it coming.
At all. I'll be flying blind.
Somehow you're in negative defense.
Because it's also like...
It's not wide, it's thin.
Yeah.
Probably thinner than a lightsaber now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you know, like with a lightsaber, most of the time, if you see a Jedi holding a lightsaber, they hold it vertically.
Yeah.
Yours is permanently horizontal. And
what if I look down? Oh, I've cut up... many things.
Cut your feet off. Fall over. Can't stand anymore. If you look down and then up, like if you do like a curl, you'll lightsaber your whole body till you're just a torso. Dangerous. Okay, you've not made it safer.
We'll put that back in the furnace.
Let's return to the shield. Because the idea of like a huge shield, like a tower shield,
that
I can vaporize a whole Gungan with,
it's
pretty appealing.
Why not just a regular shield so it's easier to hold?
Well, no, because I want to get the Gungan in one go.
I just want their feet
and maybe a bit of their head.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want a cowboy boots smoking.
As if you're not going to stop halfway through, so you've got half a Gungan.
Like one of them big teeth. You know, and each one is like a quadrant is like a lightsaber panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Morningstar with it.
Well, he can have the Morningstar. I just want the shield.
So a shield, defense.
What about a shield and a net?
Yeah.
A lightsaber net.
I'm pointing at the shelf. Put all of your ideas back on the shelf for a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about the shield.
Yeah. Let's nut it out. Okay.
So you want a metal. So you want basically the equivalent of like the.
Imagine the length of this table, like a meter and a bit, maybe 2 meters, something like that. Okay.
Way too big for a shield.
Okay.
Either it's in the worst.
Maybe it's on wheels. Okay.
Why, when you're onto kind of a winner, do you then immediately backflip and try and make your own idea unsalvageable?
A tower shield is 6 foot tall.
Well, there you go.
That's too
bad. People used it back in the day. Plus,
full body protection.
I got the force. I wouldn't even have to hold it.
Not full body protection.
I'll just use the force to move it around.
How did the clone shoot the Jedi?
In the back of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but imagine this. I see someone coming, okay? I get the shield.
Through
I flip
the shield?
It.
You're going to see through the shield?
No, I'm blinded like Zamanus.
Oh, yeah. How? So, with the lightsaber, because I'm imagining that, you can kind of see through it, but like, I'm assuming. Is it just really intensely bright?
Yeah. Like looking through a light, I guess.
You'd have after images on your eyes.
What kind of light? Like if I stare at a light bulb now, I'm going to get those like weird like things.
Well, Jedi hold lightsabers in front of their face.
Yeah, so surely.
It's not too, I mean.
All of them
either have. It's opaque though, you're not seeing through it.
Yeah. Surely some of them are like. Got some pretty bad vision, right?
Yeah.
But they don't seem to have pretty bad vision.
I imagine the corneas of most Jedi are burned the fuck out. Yeah.
But they don't see the clone troopers coming up from shooting in the back of the head.
Some of them do, but also like all of a sudden you're like, you're expecting to be walking somewhere and then you get a disturbance in the force, like they're about to shoot me, and then you got to try and take on 15 guys all of a sudden.
What if my shield's for stealth reasons? It's for like stealth missions.
Okay. What?
So imagine this. I'm using the force to make it float. So the only sound is the vroom of it, which you can't avoid. And the little pit-pat of my bare feet, okay? Then, say there's a gun going ahead.
And the glow of the lightsaber.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. But say there's a gun going ahead. Uh-huh. Now, I float the shield up so that it's lightsaber side down above the gun gun and to the floor, completely vaporizing him in one gun.
I like this idea.
You're not improving... You just what about, want it, you're just fantasizing.
No. So, very... okay, what about this? Jack, you know... Jack.
He's nothing, he's gas. Erased from
history. You know bowlers?
Yeah.
You know those things, like those little tiny like balls or whatever, or like heavy balls on like a string. So same concept, but we just have like lightsaber like balls that we can use the force to maneuver and then straight through a Gungan.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't vaporize the Gungan but it's still good.
Yeah. Like,
it's also funny to use it like a bolus because all you're doing is chopping them off at the ankles and then they fall down and scream, mission over. Still good though.
Both these are great. In fact, yeah.
But you can use a lightsaber in the way you're describing, and it doesn't lose any of
But this way, I've erased that Gungan.
What difference does that make?
He's gone from history. They can't even
find him.
It doesn't.
No body, no crime? Is that what you're trying to...
No body, no existence, baby.
When people die, they're erased from history.
Yeah.
There's nothing left of him.
How big
he
is
went
it?
Missing. Where'd he go?
No body.
Also,
nobody finds a dead body and is like, oh no, someone's dead. They're like, where's that Gungan?
I also don't know what would happen if you dropped that on a person. Because it wouldn't just be like what the gesture you made. It wouldn't be slower. There would be some resistance.
Yeah. And then he'd be quiet. Because I go head first. Misa! Nothing. Maybe smoke.
The only thing that remains is a big smile on your face.
I'm the greatest Jedi who ever lived.
Okay, if we go for... So the shield idea was good before Jackson made it terrible.
Sure. There's ways you can make the shield work.
Yes, that's what I mean. So rather than having a tower shield, which is insane...
No, I think tower shields are better.
What about this? Okay, Dusha, maybe this will allay some of your fears. Because previously we've been putting this shield on a person, okay? What if we made a kind of weaponized truck, like a snowplow, okay? And it was on the front. And in war, we just drove through guys.
Yeah.
Vaporizing them from existence.
Jedis don't usually fight in wars.
Jedis don't drive trucks.
Well, we're not
trucks.
Making weapons for Jedis. We're making weapons for average Joe us.
Yeah, for Joe Q Star Wars.
Joe Q Star Wars, and he's got this perfectly good snowblower, and he wants to weaponize.
But Yoda came into this meeting.
You said, Yoda, you said that the lightsaber is hard for a Jedi. You got to be a Jedi. One of the criteria was to like not be a Jedi to control this. Therefore.
No, it was. Not you, it's just that you didn't have to be like the king of Jedi to be good with a lightsaber. Okay. It needed to be easier, like getting a driver's license.
What
remember? Remember I said that? Then you said a baby and a grenade.
Yeah, I recall
that. What about a steamroller, okay, with the wheels, lightsabers? So it's kind of like my vaporized from existence idea. What's exactly that, I suppose? Again.
Okay, well,
then put lightsabers on the wheels. That was your plan?
Mm-hmm.
How are you driving?
What do you mean? Into the earth.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're kind of bogged, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, scrap that.
Okay, so as I was saying before. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Lightsabers, we realized that offensive and defensively, neither that... You can blow up a truck very easily.
Oh, that's true. That's
okay. Bad Jedi,
a good point.
Sith.
Yeah.
Just do this.
Yeah.
Make a fist. Truck gone.
Okay, so what about we return to what I said before, which was the steel fans.
Okay.
So lightsaber fans.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of that over a regular lightsaber?
So basically, it is very similar in the sense that it's still kind of short range, but you can huck them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can use the force to bring them back and catch
like
them.
Like a lightsaber.
Like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
But they are wider, so very easy to deflect.
Yeah. To deflect bullets. Blaster blasts. Yeah. So it's
quite
blaster bolts.
It's quite similar. And they're steel fans, they're not as long.
Yeah.
So like less chance of cutting off your own head.
That is useful.
Or feet.
Depending on what direction you're starting.
Yeah.
And what direction you're finishing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But is this is, I mean, I guess a lightsaber, you are more likely to cut off your own head.
I will say that one disadvantage that is obvious to me in this, although I do think that this is closer.
Yeah, this is the closest we've got. Okay,
okay. The shield was a good idea, again, before Jackson ruined it, and then I tried to fix it, but no. So we've moved on. It's back on the shelf.
Yep.
Damn it.
Under the bad ideas thing, where like there was a smaller size shield that was definitely under good ideas.
Yeah. Okay, we can come back to Buckler. We can do that.
Yeah, well, you guys can.
You're like, yeah, but I can't disintegrate a Gungan with it. Yeah.
What's the point?
I mean, you can. You've got to get his over his head and just kind of like hold it down.
His arms will still be around.
Yeah, but you just feed it through the buckler.
I guess. Yeah. It's not quick. It's not a one and done.
Yeah, I'm
anyway.
Look, actually, I'm on your side.
I know, I appreciate it.
It's good.
Okay.
It's bad.
It's
because
a great idea.
The fans, though. Let's talk about the fans.
Fans, good.
You have two of them as well?
That, I think, is a downside.
Oh,
then one can always protect the back of your head.
Yeah, but then your hands aren't free.
Mm. Okay, what about this?
The lightsaber has the benefit of like, yeah, you could have two if you want.
Yeah.
But one, you can just use in one hand, or you can use two hands.
Okay, why in Peaky Blinders are they called Peaky Blinders? I ask you.
I do not know.
It's because they wear caps that have little razor blades in them. Those are their Peaky Blinders. They blind you with them. Now imagine a cap, but like a trucker cap, but the rim is lightsaber, and then when I think I might be stabbed in the head, I don't want to get stabbed. I spin it around backwards. Look cool, protect head.
Okay, how are you spinning around a cap without touching the brim?
So the whole brim is a lightsaber? How is it also not just embedding in your forehead? How are you not being blind like me with my sunglasses?
I fucking killed myself.
Also, if you have it backwards, right, usually it sits at a little bit of an angle, and that'll be touching the back of your neck. And,
absolutely. Just paralyze yourself by cutting off your spinal cord if you ever look up. Jackson, look, there they are in the sky. What? Oh, God damn it.
Okay,
this
what
cap
about...
was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a glaive?
What's a glaive?
So a glaive is basically one of them long, like, like a big stick.
It's a pole with lightsaber on the end, kind of. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not make it all lightsaber?
Because I need to hold it.
Yeah, and again, two-handed.
It's two-handed.
Yeah.
And again, slower, worse defense.
Yeah.
Cross for sleek.
Yeah.
Cross for easier to use. Mm. Cross for defense, cross for offense. Smaller shield, like Captain America size shield.
Okay.
Okay. Faster to move around, maneuverability. So again, if there is a guy behind you and you've just copped a sense from the Force, it's not going to take you 20 minutes to turn around like a tower shield would. The chances of you stopping a blaster bullet in the back of your skull, higher.
Okay.
You can still disintegrate people if
you
want.
It just takes longer,
same length of time.
That's not how less of them.
Yes.
So it will take longer in the end.
Yeah, what?
What happened if you put the lightsaber like on the ground and you force lifted someone and just dropped it onto them? So as opposed to the shield going down, they are going on it.
They went on it.
I mean, they scream longer.
You want to flip them. They go, wait, what? Go on. Gungan, who is he? No one can remember his name. Erased from history. Are you imagining with the Captain America shield that you use it like Captain America does? Because you can't touch it.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I'm not. I'm imagining it as a shield.
Yeah.
So like strapped onto you, like reinforced so that you don't also see the lightsaber from the other side to blind you, I can only assume.
Yeah. So I imagine the backside to be made of like hilt. That also means that if you come across a Sith that hasn't got the memo that lightsabers need improving and they come at you with a regular lightsaber, you have a chance to defend yourself.
That's true.
I will say, though, that this seems like it would work best with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It definitely does feel that.
Yeah. It does feel like you need another weapon, i.e. a Morningstar.
Yeah, the bomby knocker idea from originally.
The idea that came in, the first idea on the shelf
the
is
hottest
the last
idea
to come off. So let's...
I got one more, which I think you'll like.
Okay.
It does involve a horse.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But let's explore the bomby knocker.
No. Let's explore the second, the newest idea on the shelf.
Okay. And then we'll return to the first idea on the shelf. Okay. That's
so
good.
So you're right. You're very right when it comes to be like, okay, so you need maneuverability in a battlefield and you're going to get shot in the back head, whatever. But also, what other kind of cool weapons are there? Because you're right. If you have like a big stick with a sword on the end, maneuverability is
difficult
to maneuver. So what about a lance?
Oh!
But you also need a horse.
Oh! And can the horse's hooves also be lightsaber?
No! Stop thinking about it! No!
Like the horseshoes!
What happens when
a horse kicks?
Yeah!
When the horse stands on the ground, it goes through the ground.
It sinks up to its armpits. And you get off and run, leaving the horse.
You keep getting so excited about disintegration and forget how lightsaber.
It's like how you don't need to be faster. If the three of us were being chased by a bear, I don't need to be faster than the bear, I just need to be faster than you, which I'm not, I know. But it's the same thing. Darth Maul's coming for me. I get on my horse, sink, run. He kills the horse. I'm out of there.
What? Okay. You know that it's not just... He...
He hates horses. We know this about Darth Maul. He can't look past or walk past a horse without wanting to kill it.
He doesn't know what it is because he's from Star Wars.
He's like, I got to kill this fucking horse.
Anyway.
So yeah, horse and lance? Okay. But lightsaber. What do we think? We can actually have the shield there as well.
Yeah.
Can have the shield. Still very much like, I mean, you're holding a lightsaber lance and a lightsaber shield and the horse is a living animal. Easy to kill.
How do horses, good question, how do horses go in space?
Horses respond to pain of accidentally being seared by a lightsaber?
I think lances are really heavy, so you might just drop it accidentally and you're out of lightsaber.
But what if we're on the Millennium Falcon, right?
Yeah.
We enter the Star Destroyer, whatever, and then we've got to go out and do all the stealthy stuff like a New Hope. And there's me on the ramp dragging this horse out. Doesn't want to be there. It's steel.
Aggressive.
It's aggressive. Boy, he's in aggressive. It kicks biting. Luke in the head. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Luke's dead. Don't tell Han. He hasn't figured it out yet. We got to hide Luke's body in space.
Get a shield.
I use my shield. I say, you thought this was stupid, douche. You laughed at me, but no one's going to remember Luke Skywalker's name.
Why the amount of existence?
Fan says, where's Luke? We don't know.
Okay, good. Horse running. Like, imagine this. A horse charging down Darth Vader with you with a lightsaber
That's
sword.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. Mm. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com. Wait, Darth Vader could choke a horse.
Yeah,
Darth Vader. And a horse is nothing but neck.
That is true.
Also, again,
you just
wound the horse. You're holding things that are made of lightsaber. You fall off. You will be killed by yourself.
Bisect the horse in half. Spin wrong. Okay, can I pitch one more thing before Zamet pitches, before we explore the bombing?
Because I have one that I think might...
Okay, well, this is the final round.
Okay.
So I'm imagining, because something that we've not thought about is you can actually turn these things off.
Game changer!
So I'm thinking,
switch.
What about gloves?
Oh, yeah.
The inside of which somehow protects you from the lightsaber. The outside of which is lightsaber, and you just slap and grab. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Imagine the scene
like
from
Wolverine, but shorter.
Yeah, well, I'm imagining I'm imagining the scene from Indiana Jones 2. Carly Ma. I go up to Darth Maul, I reach inside, pull out his heart, disintegrate it. And in a way, with enough slapping, I could erase someone from existence.
You could
it would take a while.
Okay, you could put your hand on their head and turn it on and then just...
I could grab, like, you know, earlier we talked about smacking the Gungan in the head.
Yeah.
I could literally turn on you my gloves and grab his face off.
You could slap his lips right off his face.
Yeah, exactly.
You could turn both gloves on and clap.
In the middle of his head. Nothing. Grab his weird ears, pop them off. Easy. Yeah. Go to shake his hand. That's a classic trick. Oh, good day, Mr. Gungan. How you doing? He's got no hand now. Yeah. So that would be my final pitch to improve the
lightsaber. I think that's really good. Plus, you can do like a, hey, shoot with a blaster and do the whole catchy thing. Yeah. That kind of looks kind of cool.
No, but you can definitely deflect it using your hands.
Yeah.
Which I guess is just... can't reach your back.
Well, and don't want to accidentally scratch the back of your head.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you can
pull your own brain out.
Reach the back of your head. You can't protect your back. But no. Look,
lightsabers can.
No, can fuck.
Yeah. Damn.
You need to be good at. But yeah, like lightsaber fights often result in someone jumping over and trying to.
What if? So it's the same kind of concept there. But if we have like a little like a lever or a button, which we can then like push, and then it makes the like. It come out further.
Oh.
So then we have like a giant hand-shaped laser that we can then...
Why don't you just go unwieldy?
Well, I'm going to pitch a weapon from a...
Also, how do you then turn it off if your other hand is on?
Oh, no. What do I do? I'm trapped in hell.
Okay. You're like Midas touch. Everything you touch turns into nothing. Erase from history.
Oh no! And then I grab my head in horror and squeeze my own brain out.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
The horror. Who? That's what that's.
I wanted everything in the world to be gone, and everything is
no.
Well, I was gonna say you could, I guess, make it kind of like Wolverine-y.
Oh yeah.
But again. Still,
can't. Yeah.
Anyway, Buster Sword. You know, Cloud Sword.
It's huge. It's enormous.
It's a huge sword.
He uses it with one hand, so it can't be that heavy.
Okay. And it's big.
A lightsaber.
It
so it's
clips
made from
to his
light,
back,
yeah?
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Or it clips to your back, so he's
no,
a whole...
No, you can turn it off, remember?
You can turn it off.
No. The Buster Sword, as it stands, clips to Cloud's back, so it can't be that heavy.
That's true.
And if we're making a lightsaber, it's only going to get lighter.
Yeah. It's in the name.
How heavy is like the light part of a lightsaber?
Because it's got to be light as hell, right?
I mean, they throw lightsabers all the time.
So it's really just as heavy as the hilt.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is make a longish kind of like the Buster Sword there.
Yeah.
What point when you're taking it off your back do you turn it on?
Well, when it's not going to cut my head
off. Well, I just wanted to check.
Because it's so big, though.
That feels like you thought that was a trick question, but I'm like, I'll take the option where it doesn't hurt me.
Where you don't die. Yeah.
Because again, it could. It does protect you. That's pretty good.
It's thicker.
It's like a broad
kind of what I pitched.
Yeah, it is. It's basically a thick saber.
Yeah.
It's a cool shape. And it's wider, so it also means deflection is going to be way easier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, because it's flat.
Yeah, because it's flat.
See, I think what we really should be doing is doing some, like, offensive and defensive. So basically everyone gets two. Crystals. Because, like, again, a shield is great, but, again, doesn't really protect the back unless you're always wearing it on your back. Kind of like a turtle shell.
Oh, yeah.
Lightsaber turtle.
Heroes in a half shell.
Yeah. So if we have, like, a permanent, like, basically, like, armor, always there. And then if you really want to, you could just, like, run ass first into your enemies.
Well, I could disintegrate a Gungan. I just got to do it from the right height.
Yeah. Not really. He's going to fall back. You're like, oh, Gungan, help and catch me. Hey, Gungan, what's doing? You can kill someone with a trust exercise.
Yeah. I mean, really, what we've been working up to pitching this whole time is, like, a medieval knight.
Yes.
Just entirely made of lightsaber, right?
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah, right. So, like, a full plate mail, but lightsaber.
But lightsaber mail. Because you can hug someone out of existence.
Yep.
You still get a big sword. Plus, you have the shield, but you don't really need it this point, but you can have it anyway. You're deflecting against blaster bullets because off you.
So, like, again, using another Mortal Kombat, like Baraka.
Yeah.
Where he
everyone's
has those...
got Mortal Kombat on their brain. That's good.
We do.
So, you have, like, basically, like, a knife that comes out of your arms, right? So, basically, like, full armor, which has, like, panels of lightsaber, but then you have, like, that a weapon there.
You're protecting
for a bit
your
of
face. I mean, you don't.
I mean, you gotta give. You have to have like maybe like a crusade thing. So you got the cross there. You can peek out of.
Yeah.
You can probably just give yourself more of like a because like if you're protecting your whole body, and like your face is your weak point, it's pretty easy just to protect one little patch of your head.
Your face is sort of always your weak point, one way or the other.
Because I can't put like lightsaber over my eyes as aforementioned blind.
We go the Zammit route and blind ourselves first. Beforehand, then we can cover the whole thing, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I guess that is the perfect way. I mean, it's not sleeker. Zam,
Dusha and Yoda looking at their watches being like, that is the time we allotted for this particular meeting.
So look,
gotta settle on something.
It's easier to use. Like, you just put it on, turn it off. That's pretty good. Got a sweet blade there that you can use as your...
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can't drop it. Yeah, because it's part of you.
It is you.
You know, other Jedi's can't use it against you by using like a force pull or whatever.
It's
grabbing
funny
it.
To imagine two Jedi's fighting now because they're just like hugging each other.
Yeah. It's like wrestling. It's like MMA now. That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess you just try to constantly stick your hand in their face.
Try to get that blade thing in that little kind of slot.
Yeah,
and that's what we do. We make the slot where your eyes is like the perfect sort of shape and
it's
length.
It's only
to,
fair,
just like fit like a mailbox kind of situation where it kind of just fits.
You're basically doing the Three Stooges poking you in the eye and then putting up your hand in between until you do it wrong and go blind.
Yeah,
but you're already blind.
Or again,
nice try.
If you use like a sniper blaster and you're very good, just
I mean, that'll do the trick.
But I guess you're just going to be switched on and off.
Yeah, you're just going to be paying attention.
Yeah. Also, if you're not wearing the armor, and I can't imagine it would take, what, like 10 minutes to get in? Yeah.
Also,
maybe
like,
half an hour.
This is the same problem we have with the horse. You're just going to embed yourself in the ground.
Yeah.
But forever. Yeah. Jedi will stand on the battlefield, 3, 2, 1, sink.
No, the soles of your feet can't be lightsabers. I guess.
Okay.
So that's also a weak point.
Two weak points.
Yeah. You
don't kick.
No kicks.
You kick the lightsaber down your leg.
But if someone force pushes you over, like the proverbial turtle on its on its back,
goodbye.
Maybe back to the drawing board, gang.
Yeah,
shield and bomby knock.
Okay, the last thing on the shelf, the first thing pitched to us.
The famous bomby knocker.
Bomby knocker and shield. Yoda hadn't taken his seat yet. Thank you for coming to this meeting, organized I have. Now, please, would you like to bomby knocker shield? All right, so bomby knocker and shield.
All right, so
and quickly. Because I feel like I made things before that I was like, this is what the lightsaber does. But Jackson, what is the most important category?
How much can it quickly disintegrate?
Yes, of course. I was put on the spot. I was stressed.
Yeah.
But you're right. How quickly can erase a Gungan from existence?
I mean, it should. So that's the, prime objective.
Need. Yeah.
I mean, improve the offense, defense, the keep the sleekness, but also keeping it like...
I think we can do a lot of these as well as erase a Gungan from
existence.
That's
so exciting.
And
I think that's the almost easiest part. I mean, like you said, it'll take
Gungans,
a little longer, but you can do it with the
kill.
Shield. Yeah. Gungans don't know what's going on. Yeah. But also, three swings with the bomby knocker, if it's the right size... he's gone.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Exactly.
Do you remember?
No. So it's like a big bit of wood or whatever it is, and then like the chain, and then you've got like maybe not the chain, maybe we just get a mace. But no, I like the chain because he's like a lot of.
You can swing it.
It looks thunk. Sleeker.
It looks cooler. You can thunk it in the Gungan's head.
So
the swing though, because again, it's a lightsaber. It'll just go hit the Gungan's head, keep going, and then maybe
swing back
into our head or hit the chain. So it needs to be more like that kind of mace.
Yeah.
So I think mace is probably the best one. So a shield and mace is probably the best option here.
So
a ball of light, saber.
Yeah.
To kind of like really just kind of like puncture like holes into whoever we're hitting.
Yeah.
Gungan, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And then the shield there for great deflection. As well as a good offense ability to then, like, you know, turn off, say, the mace, hold the shield, and then we charge or drop from a great height.
Yeah.
Turn it on. And then
Gungan gone.
Gungan's gone.
Gungan who, you know?
I don't know.
Well, you've improved defense with a shield and a bombing, like a mace, because a mace will be able to defend from blasters from behind as well, much like a saber.
Yeah.
Only issue is I feel like that because it's a ball, you can't control where the blaster ball, because if it hits, like, kind of...
Well, I mean, how can you? I mean, a lightsaber's a cylinder.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm moving it fast, so it kind of is like a.
You're shaking it like a baby's rattle.
Yeah.
Offensive obviously does more damage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bigger.
It's not as sleek, but that's fine. Sleek. That was.
We've had to sacrifice a little sleekness, but so
it is. I would say slightly easy to use in a regular lightsaber, but you haven't made it too easy.
Yeah.
And most importantly, Jackson,
you can erase a Gungan from existence. His family don't even remember him. Yeah, did we have a dad? I don't think so. I think I just arrived.
They're gone.
Naturally.
They're gone. That Gungan... Who? Yeah.
So I think the lesson that we've all learned today is sometimes the loudest and first ideas are the best ideas, and it doesn't matter if you finish introducing the episode or not.
Yeah.
You should just listen.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
We're sorry, Yoda.
Yoda, I have been.
He's impressed, yeah?
Yeah.
Paying you, I am not.
Oh, dog. Hey, are you just fucking starving for new Sans Pants content? Like, you've listened to every episode of D&D is for Nerds twice, you've devoured all of Shut Up a Second, you can recite Plumbing the Death Star episodes word for word. Well, do you know where there's a bunch of extra content you haven't heard yet? Sans Pants Plus. For as little as $5 a month, you can gain access to an arseload of new shows. Just an arseload. Want to hear me get bullied as I try to explain unsolved mysteries and monster sightings? Baby, that's Jackson Bailey Spooks America. You want to hear Adam guide you lovingly and gently through the confusing world of D&D? Well, guess what, son? That's Hey D&D, it's me, Adam. And that's just the tip, the very tip of the iceberg. So head to sanspantsradio.com/plus and sign up today for more content than you frankly deserve.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.